Previously on B&B and D&D.
Ken Adams, an old friend of yours, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired you to escort a wagonload of mining supplies to the town of Phandalin. He has big and secretive plans relating to the area, so he hired a guide slash guard for you, a ranger named Alwyn Leondon. Also, the bard in the room, Violetta Chogbort's, overheard all of this and insisted that she come along. Gundren and his escort Sildar Hallwinter got ambushed by goblins on their way to the town of Phandalin. You have since learned that Gundren was taken to Cragmaw Castle for someone called the Black Spider, but you're not sure where exactly Cragmaw Castle is. You did manage to find and rescue Sildar, though, and made your way to the town of Phandalin, where a gang of ruffians called the Red Brands are harassing and robbing the townspeople. They told you that the leader's name is Glassstaff, and that the gang is frequently seen in the local tavern. Hello, and welcome to B&B and D&D. That's Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. I'm Ben. I will be the DM, which means that I have to know and decide absolutely everything that happens in the game world. Everything except what the players do. And today, our players are Brian.
Hello, I am Ken Adams. I am a human monk. I am also the world's most famous bartender, so I'm kind of a big deal, guys. You might have heard of it.
We also have Q.
Hi, I'm Alwyn Leondon. I am a high elf ranger, and I am a noble. Being mostly around other elves in my life and being an only child, I don't really understand how other races interact with each other, but I'm trying to learn.
And we have Caitlin.
Hey, I'm a bard, halfling, entertainer, and my name's Violetta Chalkwarts, and I really like my bagpipes.
Let's begin.
Yeah, we should go to the tavern and try to get in good with the Red Brand gang.
So you walk across town. You see the Sleeping Giant. It's a ramshackle tap room at the east end of town.
Tap room?
Like a bar. Like, it's a room.
Oh, I was saying like tap dancing.
No, with like alcohol on tap.
Okay.
At the east end of town, four human ruffians linger on the covered porch, perched on empty ale barrels or leaning against the wall. They all wear grimy scarlet cloaks, their sullen stares fixed on you as you approach.
Hey, you guys, they're wearing red.
One of the thugs spits on the ground. Well, well, there's a whole pack of little puppies. What do you want, puppies? Come here to bark at us?
Woof.
Yeah, stupid little puppy.
I start barking as well.
Woof, woof.
I just stand there and I'm like, what? And then I say, we have come to join your group.
Yeah, we have enough people.
You can never have enough scallywags.
We don't trust anything other than humans.
We're ruffians.
Get out of here, little puppies.
Fellow humans, I am one of your own, and I can vouch for the upstanding quality of this halfling and this elf. I feel like we would bring a lot to your organization. This halfling is a very talented musician. You might have heard of the great show that was played at the inn last night.
And I bow deeply, and then I get sad.
Nope, we don't go into that tavern.
And my elf friend is a noble, of noble birth, and...
That's right.
Yeah, so I think you guys just need to diversify a little bit, is all I'm saying.
We don't need
to help your cause.
We don't need any pointy ears or shorties.
Hey, those are slurs.
Rude. Just rude.
And if you want to join human...
That's not even a good insult. Like, come on, you got to come up with something better. I could really help you with your insult game.
If you want to join human... You've got to do one thing for us.
What's that?
Go kill the town master and bring his body back here.
I don't think I want to do that.
You can't join.
Okay,
get out of here.
I have a human friend. Get rid of my halfling and elf companions. I will come back with my human friend. His name is Jeff, and he's really cool. You guys are going to like him. BRB.
You now see that a couple more red brands have walked behind you.
Oh, no. Hey, guys.
You guys
appear to be blocking our path out of here. If you could just step aside.
One of them spits on the ground. It's time for you to move on, strangers. Give us your stuff and be on your way.
I mean, we were trying to move on.
Give us your stuff first.
No, we will not be parting with our stuff. We would like to leave.
Then you'll be parting with your lives.
It feels like we're about to have a dance battle.
So I
start snapping and walking towards you and beat.
Snap.
How many?
And I start jumping around.
How many of them are there?
There are
behind
four.
Behind us.
Oh, two behind you, two in front of you.
Okay. All right, so
I somersault over the ones behind us.
Sweet moves!
Well, you do a pretty sweet backflip in place. And they're like, well, that was kind of cool, but still, give us your stuff.
Gentlemen, I beg you. Let us leave without any conflict, and...
We will.
We'll be on our way.
If you give us your stuff.
No, guys, I don't want to have to get physical. I don't know if you've heard.
Let's get physical. Physical.
Oh. And then we start putting those headbands on and start, like, stretching.
They pull out their short swords.
Okay. No. All right, so I grab my trusty hammer, and I throw the hammer at one of the gentlemen by the door.
You throw the hammer and it hits one of the red brands when that yelled at you when you first came, or mean to you when you first walked up. Hit him in the knee.
Ah, right in the knee.
Like, and then here we go.
And then I turn to the two behind us.
Yes.
And I punch one right in the funny bone.
Ow!
And I will also, I'm going to use my chi, I'm going to use my, flurry of blows to get two extra unarmed attacks.
Oh yeah, since you leveled up, you now can focus your chi and use mystic arts or something.
Mm-hmm. So I take a moment to focus my chi, and then I punch that same gentleman in the same funny bone a second time.
Ow, again! Stop punching me there, it really hurts!
And now I punch the other guy in the funny bone.
Oh, the other one behind you?
Yeah, the other one behind me.
Okay. Dude, why are you punching us in the arm?
Hey, man, I just want to pass. I don't want any beef. If you guys let us go, we will stop punching you in the funny bones.
We want your stuff. You guys look like you got lots of good stuff in there.
Well, we'd be happy to share this stuff with you if you let us into your little club.
We don't take any pointy ears.
Well, that's your problem.
I will take one of my staffs and use it to do one of those whack things where, like, you see if someone can jump over it, but it's, like, really fast swoop, so it just, like, knocks out the legs from everyone you hit. And I'm going to do that in a big circle.
Okay.
If that made any sense.
Well, you spin it in a circle, but the only ones who are near you right now are your party members.
Uh-oh.
And they kind of just stepped over it. As you swung it in a circle around you.
I tried really hard, guys. It would have been cool if it worked.
Also, it would have been cool.
Remember, you don't even have a full staff. You have one that's about your height. So at most, it would get like one leg of someone.
Like an ankle.
The two in the front have their short swords. They run towards Alwyn. They both swing their swords at you. One of them misses. The other one hits you.
Oh.
And slices you for 6 damage.
Ow! That hurt, dude.
The two in the back attack Ken Adams. Again, one misses, but the other one hits Ken and slices at his arm, right at the funny bone, for 4 damage.
No! Hoisted upon my own petard.
Okay, I will attack one of the ones behind me with my short sword.
Yeah, you swung your sword, and it went right over his head.
I mean, we have a lot of heart. That's what's important.
For some reason, you aimed way too high on that guy.
I thought they were taller than they are.
I would like to try once more to reason with them. Guys, look, you're human, I'm human. These are clearly a lower level of species. They are actually... They're escaped slaves that belong to another human. I am just simply returning them. You would not want to take property from another human. This man's very powerful. He is not an enemy you would like to make.
Then why are you fighting on their side? Why are you protecting them?
Because, man, I can't return damaged goods. I'm simply doing a job. I was paid to return them unharmed. You can't have dead workers. That doesn't do you any good, man.
Give us your stuff and you can walk away.
I'll give you one apple.
Nope.
I'll give you two apples.
Nope.
I'll give you three apples.
No.
How many apples do you want?
Well, there are four of us.
Okay, I'll give you four apples. Final offer.
Nope, all your stuff.
Ah, shucks.
So I have my dagger, and I'm going to go right for the neck of someone.
Which person?
The one closest to me?
You're kind of close to all of them equally, because you're in the middle.
Okay, I'll do the one who turned down canned apples.
All right, that was the leader guy. He got stabbed. Yeah. He's the first one that Ken stabbed earlier.
Okay, I'm going to aim right for the neck. I'll do like a really cool jump.
Whoa, doing a jump. You got to do an athletics or an acrobatics check, too.
I mean, tippy toes.
Okay, all right, that's fine.
Okay, so 15.
15? Okay, you're going to hit.
How do you like them apples?
What's your damage?
I just take one and throw it in the face.
What's your damage though?
What's your damage?
I mean, the last time, Kate. We can't make it every single time we play.
But it's so funny.
I don't remember making it last time.
I think I did last time.
Oh, well, it's great.
Everybody gets one.
Okay, so seven.
You didn't hit him in the neck, but you did hit him in like the shoulder. And it's stuck in there. I mean, you don't have your dagger anymore until you get it back.
I'll just get it back when we kill him.
What? You won't kill us. We'll kill you.
No, we'll kill you.
We'll kill you.
We'll kill you.
We'll kill you.
We'll kill you first.
No, then we can't kill you. We'll kill you first.
No.
So,
you're a poopy head.
Ooh.
The two in the front missed.
Guys, I psyched them out.
You did a great job.
In the back, one of them missed, and the other one hit Ken and sliced him in the other funny bone for two damage.
No!
Who's laughing now?
I am, because you look funny.
Okay.
Okay, so I will hit the leader dude with my short sword.
Oh, yeah, you cut off his head.
Yeah!
Woohoo!
Oh.
He's dead.
We start doing Ring Around of the Rosie around Alwyn, and you're like, yeah!
A two-person Ring Around the Rosie?
Yes!
There's still more people.
This can end anytime. We don't have to kill you all.
We can still beat you now that we're even, 3-3.
That doesn't make sense, but okay.
You're dumb.
I throw my spear at the head of the person with the lowest HP.
And your spear flies over his head and goes into the dirt behind him.
Okay. And then I will use my remaining chi point, and I'm going to punch him in the face three times in a row.
Ooh! Okay.
You punched him so hard that his head flew entirely off and flew over the next building.
Was that the first, second, or third hit?
That was the second hit. The third just kind of went through the neck, which was now spouting blood.
Ew. Because
he punched his head very, very hard. You hit him so hard that he would have died if that was his only attack on him.
Oh.
Those three hits.
And I say, booyah. Come on, guys.
The other two are kind of freaking out. One just collapses to the ground and starts, like, crying. And the other one runs back into the tavern.
Uh-oh. I feel like he might get back up. We should get out of here real quick. We should regroup and then come back. I have a great
seconded,
plan, guys.
Seconded.
Okay.
Oh, the fight's over? Cool.
Before we leave, I would like to check the body of the headless man to see if he has any goods I can take.
You find a neat rock.
Neat! Okay.
That's it.
Ooh.
I take the neat rock.
All right, it's in your inventory now.
Is there anything else on him that I could have?
There's another dead guy you can check.
I'll check that guy.
That you find a shiny acorn.
Ooh!
These guys said some really
cool
stuff,
I can see my
guys.
Reflection in this.
Your very tiny reflection.
Alwyn, do you want us to kill this guy cowering in fear so you can have a thing too?
You know what? That is okay. I have enough things. I was born with, like, basically all of the things.
You have enough neat rocks and acorns?
Exactly, yes.
Okay. We should skedaddle a little ways away so we can come up with a plan.
Yeah, skimamal.
All right, so you hide behind the building across the street.
Okay, guys. The whole racist against any non-human thing is a real curveball. I feel like literally any of the people we talked to should have mentioned that, but it's okay.
A lot of them were human that we talked to, so maybe they didn't know.
They didn't check their human privilege. What about the half elf? I should have mentioned it.
None of them have
maybe
tried to join.
Maybe human enough.
Okay, all right. Well, guys, we
your
do
half
have...
elf can pose as human, just like Spock wears a beanie to cover his ears and he looks human again.
Right.
Awkward. Okay. Beanie?
There are a couple times when he goes to Earth and he puts like a beanie on his head and it covers the points
of
his ears.
Oh my god. I need to see this. Anyway.
I think it's Star Trek 4.
Oh, that too. But no, that one he wears a bandana like he's a hippie. It's one of the episodes from the series. One or two of them. One, I think it's like they go back in time and try to save some lady who needs to die for something to happen. I don't know.
All right. Okay, so I'm thinking we need to disguise you two as a human.
Yep.
I think Violetta should get on your shoulders, and we should dress you guys in that robe we took from the giant goblin, and you guys will totally look like a human.
I've been really wanting to use that cloak.
I'm okay with this. Pick up Violetta onto my shoulders and ask Ken to throw the cloak around us.
I throw the cloak over, and do we roll? Does she have, like, a disguise roll, or...
stealth. Are we good? Both of you roll stealth for stealth, roll? Since you're both in that cloak.
I got a 1 plus 5, so a 6.
If you got a 1, you just got a 1.
Oh.
That was a critical fail?
Yeah.
I got a 7.
Okay, well... Caitlin, you climb up... And the cloak's on and everything. Alwyn stumbles a little bit, and you fall off of her, Violetta, and it rips the cloak a little bit, like in the middle, on the back.
We're gonna have to find a tailor?
A Jonathan Taylor?
Thomas?
There must be a tailor. Wait a second. Doesn't Violetta have a disguise kit? Can't she disguise herself as like a little kid? Yes, exactly.
I'll do that.
The Red Brands will allow a kid into their gang, then yes.
Yeah, because they get me young, and then they can really make sure that all their hate speech really nestles up in my spongy brain.
Okay.
Yep. I don't, like, what do I look like? Can I just get a beanie to cover my...
Yeah.
You're a high elf. You look significantly more elven than a half elf. Half elf can pass as human. Your facial features look elven.
Mm.
You're not hearing, like, a loud commotion happening in the tavern, and that one is still laying on the ground outside crying.
So we could go see a tailor, and then I could just wear the cloak and be mysterious.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Maybe there's, like, sewing supplies in Barthen's, provisions?
You're gonna go check Barthen's?
Yes.
Yeah.
Alright, so you go back, you see Elmer there, and he's like, hey, why are you bleeding? What's been going on?
Well, so we got into a fight with the red guys.
Oh, how'd that go?
Bad for them.
Well, it looks like your human friend is bleeding a little bit. And you.
They're fine.
Yeah, I just need some sleep. I'll sleep it off.
Would you happen to have any sewing supplies?
I mean, maybe like some thread and a needle, but I don't have any skills with that.
That's okay. I can sew, right?
I mean, the nearest tailor is all the way up in Neverwinter.
Oh, that's way too far.
We can sew.
Totally sew.
So you're going to try sewing?
Yep.
All right, first you got to pay, I think it'll be about 3 gold for that.
Gold for some thread?
They don't have that much of it in this area.
Fine.
I would also like to buy some thread for a project I'm doing.
Okay, just use the same thread.
What?
All
get some thread, and I sew up the cloak.
All right, do a sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand, okay. Nat 20.
Okay, wow, you really sewed that thing. You can't even tell the difference.
Oh, it's like it even looks like it's embroidered now.
Yeah.
It looks better than it did before.
Like yeah.
You stitched your initials into it. And Elmer's like, oh, that's some really good stitching. Can I buy that cloak off you?
Heck no.
I mean, it looks a little big.
Maybe later.
Okay.
Okay, so I put on the cloak.
It is dragging on the ground. This is for like a 7-foot tall person.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm just mysterious and, like, slithery. Okay, so we go back to the tavern.
All right, that guy's still crying.
That's fine.
We should talk to the guy on the ground real quick.
Okay.
I can cast a spell on him.
Hey, what kind of spells?
Tasha's Hideous Laughter would be cool.
I think we should see if we can get some information out of him first.
Okay.
I kneel down next to him and put my hand on his knee and say, "Hey, buddy, hey, you shouldn't have messed with me and my friends, right? We murdered you guys so hard. I didn't want to do that. You saw me try not to do that.
You punched that guy's head so hard.
I do stuff like that all the time. I'm Ken Adams, fool."
I don't know Ken Adams, but I will warn people of you.
Please do. Anyway, tell us about your little club.
My club? Are you going to hurt me?
It depends on, you know, what I think about what you have to say.
I don't like that answer very much.
I punch him in the face.
Ow. Oh, you're your own good cop, bad cop.
Okay, fine. Fine. We're led by a guy named Glassstaff. His staff is made of glass.
You already knew that.
Can you elaborate on the glass staff? Is it functional?
The whole thing's made of glass.
Oh.
That's okay. So
it's,
clearly.
It's magic.
Ooh.
Oh. So he's not hitting people with it. He's using it for, like, projections and whatnot?
The dude uses magic.
Oh, okay. He's a magic dude. Oh, guys, I don't know if I can handle a magic dude.
We got this. We totally got this.
We know some magic.
How many members are there to your club?
It comes and goes. We die, we get recruited. I have no idea.
Sounds like you could use some new people.
So, it does. I have my friends here. This is a small child and a person in a cloak.
I am human.
I got a human person in a cloak. I got rid of those other people. I could tell you weren't into it, so I found some human recruits.
I don't know about that. I don't care who or what you are.
Really? Because you were sure caring about non-humans like a while ago.
I don't care now. I just want to go home.
Not that I was there.
Wait a second.
We just heard when Ken came, he was telling us a story.
I can tell you that the black spider hired us to frighten off adventurers and intimidate locals here for some reason.
The black spider.
Is this a real spider?
I don't know. I
heard
just know
that before.
Someone called the black spider.
Okay.
We did hear about that.
Yes, in your mind, you suddenly recall that someone called the black spider told the Kragmaw goblins to attack Gundren and capture them.
Yeah, okay, so black spider's clearly bad dude, or bad spider.
Bad something.
Yeah, so, okay, so we gotta get to this spider dude.
Hey, can you? You let me live, right?
We're undecided.
What if I tell you more stuff? Will you let me live?
Yeah, please, yeah. Continue. What about your base of operations? Where are you guys centrally located?
We're up at Tresendar Manor. We're underneath it.
Oh!
Oh, that spooky manor.
Oh, the large manor?
Yeah, yeah. Tresendar Manor. Oh. There's an entrance in the wine cellar that we use. We have a bunch of captives down there.
And do you guys... I heard there's a wizard up there named Yardo. Do you know anything about that?
I've never heard of anyone named Yardo.
Yarno?
It is a weird name.
Yarno, the human bearded thing.
All I know is if you can take care of these guys, maybe I'll be able to leave.
Wait. Take care of these guys? What do you mean?
Not like give them hugs, but like get rid of them.
Okay, because that's what I thought.
No one's allowed to leave the gang unless death. So if die, I can just leave and go back home.
So what I'm hearing is you want me to help you get out of this gang.
Yes.
By killing you.
Oh, this is like Scared Straight.
No, not me. Not killing me. By killing everyone else.
Okay, alright, well...
don't you think, like, other people want to get out of the gang, too?
I don't know. You could ask them that.
Okay.
You can have a gang uprising.
I didn't realize...
And then become a new gang.
I didn't realize getting beat up would hurt so much. So I want to leave.
So, are you telling me that people are recruited into this gang against their will?
No, I joined thinking it'd be cool and fun, and it was, until you punched that dude's head off.
Well, that's what you get for being in a gang.
I didn't know that was even possible.
And being racist.
True.
Let me live. I told you a lot of information.
Okay, so we'll help you get out of this gang if you let us infiltrate the gang. Or join the gang. They're totally not infiltrating.
You can, but they will make you kill someone.
Is it you? Because that's seeming pretty appealing right now.
No, it's usually a citizen of the town.
Wait, who?
Just whatever citizen of the town that you're told to kill.
Well, those other people said kill the mayor.
Yeah, we should talk to the mayor, guys. All right. So, do we have any more questions for this pathetic low-level gang member?
Hey!
Alright, here's our deal. We are done talking to you. You may leave now, but I warn you don't no longer be affiliated with this gang because Adams...
I have to. Because they'll kill me if I don't.
I'll kill you if you do.
What if I join them and I'll turn a blind eye if I see you?
Okay, so you'll be like a secret ally.
Yes, but just don't tell them because they'll kill me.
Okay. We won't tell them if you won't tell them.
I won't tell them. I'll just say that I cried and hid in the dirt and you left.
I mean, that's basically what happened, so.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Okay. All right, guys, I think we're done talking to this guy. Let's mosey on down the road a bit so we can further discuss our plans.
I like the idea of talking to the mayor.
Will they learn anything useful from the mayor? Will they regret sparing the life of a Red Brand gang member? And will they ever find a good use for that cloak? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.
It's me, Violetta Starboards. I also punch him right in the funny bone.
What?